It's the doctor. I'm buzzing. Fuck your feelings. That's first of all. Shout out your girl, Black Beauty, Uptown Cutie. You are now tuned in to Nola Leaky Fawcett. We only flying first class, us.
You know, when COVID started, bitch, I ain't gonna lie, bitch, I had the hot pocket. But, bitch, I got the whole Subway sandwich coming at the bottom of my stomach, bitch. Like it, and I mean that bitch thick as hell, bitch. Soon as you put on my jeans, I'll be like, okay, a little pillow for this nigga to put his forehead on while he eating the muffin. But I need that to go down. Like, COVID has really gave a bitch a pussy pouch. You know, like, I call it the pussy pouch. Because when a nigga eating your pussy, his forehead right there on your little pillow. So I feel like this shit better than 100% cotton. You know, somewhere for him to rest his head. You know, that man need to rest. Why he moving that tongue that fast? That's an exercise. Get that man something to rest his head on while he eat that pussy real good. And give him a kiss right on his mouth. You're so handsome. You're just so handsome. You are beautiful. You are a beautiful creature. Pat him on his forehead like he a little kid. Tell him not to do it again.
Stand. I'm gonna call you right back. That's my brother calling me.
All right.
We just don't get along, and then sometimes they just walk in and you just... and you just want to say, fuck you. Oh, fuck you, fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you. That's how Bilal would do it. Fuck you, sister, soul, sister. Fuck you, sister, soul, sister. Fuck you.
I feel to believe on this Christmas morning, bitch.
I got the best friend in the world.
You are my friend. And I feel, again, friend, you need to get a good old nipple suck, bitch. By a nigga that's in the apartments that don't like Jay, and he in there rubbing on your booty cheeks, feeding you grapes underneath the mistletoe, spanking you on your ass with a candy cane. That'd be nice. I think that'd be nice, friend, while you in there eating gumbo, and make sure you leave the blinds open. So when Jay knock on the door, you could fling your hair back like the white girls on Baywatch.
Baywatch,
yeah, Baywatch, bitch. You gonna fling your hair back like Baywatch. And then you gonna look at him and go, lick him faster, senor. Lick him faster, Sanchez. Then he gonna lick both of your nipples like this. You like it like this. And Jay gonna be like, bitch, that's what we doing. Bitch, that's what we doing. Then you just gonna look at him. And tell that nigga knock on the door, and again, you gonna be like, babe, you want me to answer the door? You gonna be like, yes, Sanchez. Answer the door. That nigga Jay ain't gonna say nothing. Bro, I just came by to get my socks. You don't got no socks here, bitch. Sanchez, tell him don't never knock on my door. That's what you need, bitch. You probably do good with a nigga named Hector, too. He a little Mexican-y. Do construction. You know, he ain't got a big dick, but it'll do. You know, like a half a burrito. You know how it's big. That's what I think Mexican, you know, some Mexican men be dicks be like. You know, no offense. I really think, you know how you got the big old burrito, you know, the extra large one, but just cut it in half. You wish it was a little longer, right? You know, because you got to sit on it all the way to get it at the back. But it worked, though. It worked, though. It worked, though. You know what I mean? That's what I feel like, you know, some Latin men, they got big dicks. It's like the big burrito, but just cut it in half, you know. Just wish it was a little bit longer. You know, like, damn, like, if this burrito was a little bit longer, I would be full. You see what I'm saying? Do that make sense to you? Like, if this sandwich just had one more piece of meat on it, you know what I mean? Like, a little bit more lettuce, you know, I would be full. That's why, that's what you need, friend. You a good woman. You don't need nobody to fuck up your Christmas. You know, that's why I feel for the new year, you should be a hoe for a day. Just, you know, ho, ho, ho. You know, since you can't ho, ho, ho today, you should make a ho, ho, ho coupon to yourself to say, I, Katara, we ain't gonna say your last name because we don't want nobody to follow you. So, I, Katara, my name today is Keisha, and that'll be your ho coupon. And you just gonna walk around and give out nothing but coochie coupons. You know, it expired tonight at midnight. You just throw out buku coochie cat. Just pew, 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 pew. You know, just lay buku coochie out. You know, I think that'll make you feel better for the inside ho, ho, ho that you got inside yourself that you can't release today. You see what I'm saying on this Merry Christmas? I feel to believe your inner ho, ho, ho should be released for the new year. You're single. You're pretty. You got good coochie. You see what I'm saying? You kept Jay stupid ass, you know, and I feel to believe, you know, he had, you know, he wasn't even meeting the quota. But who am I? You know what I mean? Who am I? You know, nobody don't listen to the dog skin bitch. But I'm just saying, I believe that you deserve to be happy on this merry fucking Christmas. I like that. You really do. You deserve that. You deserve everything that your little heart desires. And you shouldn't be inside either, bitch. Then when them boys come over there and rub your toes, tell them suck.
I gotta see what's going on with this car.
Fuck the car. Let's get a nigga with a car to come get you. You see what I'm saying? Fuck your car. Get a nigga with a car. Be like, come get me, friend. Come pick me up. Get real pretty and bat your eyelashes like Betty Boo. And then you can invite him up for some gumbo. Be like, are you hungry? And then he gonna say, yay. You gonna bring him up for some gumbo. Before you know it, he gonna be rubbing your toes.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all gonna be watching Nightline in 60 minutes.
You gonna say Nightline in 60 minutes. I'm done.
Talking about world issues and a stimulus check.
Yeah, that'll be good. I need that.
And then after we talk about the stimulus check, we're gonna see how much money he have to donate. While the stimulus check didn't come out, well, we take donation fees. You know, this is like a Baptist church. Collection plate come around 4 times.
For real, right?
Fuck you mean? I'd be like, damn, I just gave y'all niggas $2. I mean, know how much fucking money you want. Shit. This for Sister Sarah. She gonna die this week. She just about to die. I can't help. I just can't help. I just helped Mr. Gary last month with his brand new pacemaker. Now you want me to help her out with this? Boy, y'all better start selling canned goods.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, friend, on this Merry Christmas, I hope Jay, while he pissing, zip his dick up in his zipper and a piece of his meat gets stuck. I hope Jay walk outside and a piece of glass go in his toe. I hope Jay sit on a sofa and it break. I hope Jay go DJ and the legs of the chair break or the table break. You know what I mean?
I can't wait for the day when his daughter actually tell him you ain't shit.
Well, that's coming soon. Just give it to our teenage years. Especially if He in the closet. He in the closet. You see what I'm saying? We don't want to. I don't knock nobody for being gay, but I just knock men for being in the closet. Now, if you selling boy butt on the internet, you know, sell boy butt on your time. Don't sell boy butt on my time. I just think that's disgraceful. When he could have just put it in your butt, he ain't have to go mess with nobody else's butt. He could have been playing with y'all. That's what girls are made for. They got different holes for different area codes. And you sitting right here playing with a boy butt. And playing with your butt. And you a boy. Damn, Damien. You know, just...
But I know your attitude and your karma, you ain't gonna never have that.
Yeah. He's like this little medieval person, you know, on the inside. And that's why when he gets drunk, he exposes the real him. You know, a drunk man tells no tales. So that's why when he used to get drunk, I used to tell him the truth. I'm just being a hater. No, the fuck I'm not. No, I'm not. You rely on her. She can't never rely on you. You know, that's why I be like, who really is the king and the queen? You know, so now I see why he like his booty played with, because he was the queen. You know what I mean? Because he never did do what kings were supposed to do, you know, besides be a great dad to her sometimes, but half of that couldn't even get done sometimes without you. So, to each his own. I still love him from afar, you know, but that little fake-ass DJ Jubilee shit he think he got going on, that's gonna fail because he not doing good by you. He never tried.
Fucking
speaking. I mean, that's from the fucking beginning. But you want shit on me? Your karma coming
and my blessing gonna be right behind me. And it is what it is, son.
Isn't that like
now,
the
don't
best
me
gift?
Wrong. No, I don't have my mama. No, I don't have my daddy. But I'm grown. I've been on my own. I know how to stand on my own 2 feet. I was standing on my own 2 feet when I was with you. I had to. If not, we'd have been living underneath the Claiborne Bridge.
Holding a sign. Cans for food. Nickels for pickles. Mm-hmm. Nigga would have been on I-10 in Claiborne. Talking about we hungry. If it wasn't for you. So, I hope, I don't wish ill will on nobody either. But at the end of the day, I ain't gonna lie, I'm a little evil motherfucker. Fuck that, I'm tick for tack. You do something to me, bitch, I'm trying to do it back. I ain't about to do all that fucking shit because it's Merry Christmas and act like I'm fucking Saint Nick or I'm just jolly and fucking nice. No, if I never gave no reason for you to fuck over me, just know, nigga, whoever, man, woman, or child, I'm gonna get your ass back. Fuck that. I don't give a damn. You too old for that. No, the fuck you're not. You never too old to play it. You never too old to play it. And if you touch me, bitch.
I don't have that to do, though, Jazz. I really don't have that to do.
I know you don't have that to do. All I'm just telling you, that's the difference between me and you, bitch. I make time to fuck over people. If they made time to fuck over me, I think it's only fair. You took time out all your busy week to say, how can I fuck over her? How can I fuck over him? So why shouldn't I give you the same energy?
Because I don't have time for that.
Shit, me either, but I make it.
Taking my money and moving the fuck on.
All right.
Your karma will come. And whoever, your karma is going to be the bitch you fucking with.
Well, guess what? I'ma speed the bitch up for you. Maybe that bitch karma got something to do, and that hoe was busy, and she sent me a motherfucking 3-way call. I told you me and God talk through email, bitch. We talk through Google. So, bitch, she probably CC'd God and God CC'd me and told me, bitch, she was busy. So I speed that bitch up for you. Hell you talking about? You won't come fucking with me? I'ma come fucking with you. Ain't nobody tell you to come fucking with me, fucking you with you and your problems. Leave the fuck around with the fuck around and fuck around and get smoked. And I ain't talking about gunshots. I'm just talking about, seriously, you're smoking something and it isn't THC, okay? Whatever it is, leave it alone. Because God just sent me something. You don't have a future fucking with me. None. Mm-mm. He just sent me one. You know, people just need to leave people alone. That's all I'm saying. It's about to be a new year, a new me, a new you. You know, nobody don't want to keep going through this shit, fucking around with these boys that like boy butts. You too pretty for that. Fuck that. And your butt is pretty. It's a boy that want to rub your butt. The hell? I think you have a cute butt. Then you've been doing exercise, and I know you've been eating, so now I know your butt got bigger, because mine did.
That's girl, I gained 20 pounds.
Girl, I probably gained a good 50. I need to get a fucking sponsor by Weight Watchers so I can come on and say, have you gained weight? Are you tired of looking like Roseanne? Please, sign up for Black Beauty. The Uptown Cutie bitch is too big. Workout plan. Bitch, I'm too big. That's right. www.bitchimtoobig.com. I think I should come up with that. I think that's catchy. But anyways, I just wanted to put a fucking smile on your face, bitch. Fuck that. Fuck that. That's what friends are for. I think that's the best present and present in the world. I wish I could give you some dick, right? But I can't. Like, I looked. I was like, damn, I don't got one. I don't have one. I think that'll make you feel so much better. But I will let you use mine, but mine kind of small. You're going to be like, bitch, this smaller than J-Dick. You know, I don't want to give you that. You know, I'm going to give you some dick and be like, bitch, you know I can't take all this dick. You're going to be like, but just let me take it anyway. You know what I mean? Let me hold it. Let me hold it, bitch. Ooh, it's brand new. You know, that's how you know bitch is nasty. That big old dildo, too damn big. And she gonna be like, bitch, it's on sale. I'ma just buy it anyway. Let me see what I can do with it.
That's what I can say, man. You come on the date. I just not thought about
them. I hope my brother gets some liquor or some wine or something. Because, bitch, I want to be warm and toasty. Like almonds and cashew nuts all day. It's Merry Christmas. That's what they say St. Nick eat. Nuts. Hey, man. I have a question for you. I know why Boy Scouts are gay.
Huh?
I know why Boy Scouts are gay. They eat them damn peanut butter cookies. It look like anybody that like real peanut butter cookies. Because it gets stuck to the root of your mouth. And I think that's how they be tricking them little boys. With them peanut butter cookies.
That's how they be doing it.
Just eat two of them, Jimmy. Just eat them, Bob. Let me see you chew. Yes. Give you some milk to loosen it. Mm-hmm. That's why I ain't let JoJo be a Boy Scout. You wasn't about to find my baby. Make my baby into no fudge wheel. Oh, shit. Fuck no, bitch. And I ain't letting my baby be no damn Boy Scout. I ain't letting my baby be Catholic. You ain't about to put no ash on my baby forehead. Damn Vatican's. But I'm not gonna talk like that because it's Merry Christmas. I don't celebrate that pagan ass shit because I know what I know. But I still support all the people who wanna throw all their fucking money away to a bunch of white folks that don't mean them no good. I'm just saying, who am I? I'm nobody. But I will buy my son some shit after Christmas. I just don't want to do it on Christmas or the day before because I feel like that's giving into the, like, yeah. So, I'm going to give into it after Christmas. So, because that's when the sales going to be better. Like, it's already a pandemic. It was 70% off. Nah, think about after Christmas. That shit going to damn near be free. I'm trying to find me a going out of sale, going out of business sale or something. Going there and spend $100 and come out look like I spent $5. So that's what I'm on.
Say shadow ahead. You feel this Smokey DB? Hey, I need y'all to go fuck with my girl Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie, you know, that leaky faucet like this here. Yeah, I mean. Shout out to God that keep it all the way funky, all the way live, all the way real. You know what I'm saying? Shit, goddamn, spin your shit longer than shit right. You know what I mean? You feel me? But got that highlight, Leaky Faucet, Black Beauty, the Uptown Cutie. You know how it is. Shit, they West Side talking to you. A-Town, stand up. What's happening?